Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is another live edition right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, your wartime broadcaster in the battle for our republic. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. It is the 26th day of September 2007. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, father of Reaganomics, chief economist for the first and second Reagan White House, number two at the Department of Treasury, will be joining us to walk through the financial unraveling that we have just begun to enter into. We're only on the edges, the first circle of Hades, and it's clear we'll be traveling to the frozen landscapes of the ninth circle if this continues in the next couple years. This is the slow, incremental, final decline of the United States, according to globalist public designs. He is coming up in 1 hour and a half. Coming up in 1 hour for 30 minutes, we'll be joined with our monthly visit by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We've been having him on more than once a month lately because so much is happening. He's very gracious to come on, syndicated columnist, former editor, Wall Street Journal, to talk about the economy and what we face at the hands of the central banks and the decisions that they have made. In the meantime, every few months I have to come on air and basically publicly pillory myself. And this is why it's important. People all the time catch me in mistakes, or I get numbers wrong or dates wrong. Yes, I am a human being. I am fallible. I try to be accurate. I am more accurate than the vast majority of news reporters and pundits and political analysts. I'm a fierce constitutionalist, but it doesn't mean that I'm perfect. Far from it. And I dropped the ball big time. Now, you dropped the ball too. And I illustrate the dropping of the ball so that we don't drop the ball in the future. I become so marinated in corruption and evil that I begin to swim in its ether, and basically I don't like the environment, but I accept the geopolitical environment as it gets darker and darker. That is, I accept it at a subconscious level. We have to reaffirm and consciously take control of our action against the New World Order and learn to recognize incredible threats to our liberties and freedoms when they arise. But we've been fighting this so long that you almost just get it in your mind that it's a foregone conclusion, and we cannot allow that to happen. We have to stay steely, stay focused. Now, I dropped the ball semi the last 2 weeks with the new blanket amnesty bill, and you notice the media is not having a big debate about it. They're not having a big to-do about it. That's almost a shill within a shill, because they try to pass it by having a big public fight about it and lying about what it really does. And then, finally, when they really make a big push for it, they don't have a national debate about it. And then that, we don't hear the clamor of the enemy coming in silently in the night, and so we let it happen. I quasi-dropped the ball. Basically, I caught the ball, ran with it 20 yards, and then fumbled and dropped it, but then recovered it on the issue of the illegal aliens and this new push to end the U.S. sovereignty, and that's what it is. We've covered that some, not one-tenth as much as I should. So I feel like somebody should slap me upside the head. This is life and death for this country. But I get so used to fighting it, so continually, you know, dealing with it and fighting it, and battle after battle after battle, the enemy, quote, wears us out. We can't let them do that. But that's not where I dropped the ball. That's not the big fumble. I fumbled when I grabbed it from the center, and it went right into enemy hands. And it looks like they're on the one-yard line about to score in sudden death overtime. It's bad. We'll cover when we get back. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in an hour and 25 minutes, we're going to have Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, chief economist, Reagan White House, father Reaganomics, coming on to talk about the economy, where it's going. Federal Reserve and others say it's going to go down a long way over a long period of time, which is exactly what other globalist publications have stated 2 years ago. So they're just following their continued attack pattern, their continued operation against us. We'll break that down. Larry Pratt joins us in about an hour from now. He joins us in the second hour. Gun Owners of America. I learned about this last Thursday, and for some reason didn't cover it Friday. Then I briefly spent about 2 minutes on it Sunday. I rarely feel like slapping myself. I literally feel like it. I'm angry because this is the most key central issue there is. It is the jewel of liberty, arms. When it all boils down to bedrock, to the very basis, that is your last ditch parachute. It's firearms, and it's the capacity to use them and the will to use them in defense of your family, your community, from Nazi thugs and the like, the commissariat. And I did not cover this, and I know that you're not that upset about it. I know that I don't hear much talk about it. I don't hear weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is the biggest move we have ever seen against the Second Amendment in the United States. This is the worst bill we've ever seen. Bush says he will sign it. The Bush White House has been lobbying for it. They didn't triple the funding of the BATF and double the number of officers that the ATF has because they wanted to play Parcheesi or because they wanted to play badminton. This is not a game. And I read the bill finally last night. I'd only read subsections from gun owners last Thursday and then Sunday, and it was staggering in its implications. Now, I'm going to get into this article here in a moment. Then we have massive news on the planned extermination of 80% of humanity front. It's now becoming total mainstream news. I wanted to make the Endgame film 10 years ago, but never got around to it. Was too busy making police state films, martial law films, government-sponsored terror films. And then now was the time to make this film on eugenics and the New World Order Master Plan. And then as if someone flipped a switch, in the last month, it suddenly has become a huge issue. It must be God working, you know, having me wait for some reason until this time. Because now the enemy's being open about it. Now the public's starting to talk about it. People are really paying attention to what I say right now on this issue. And Endgame couldn't be coming out at a better time. So I'm going to get into that. Paul Watson has a big article right now. If humans are a virus, then what is the Endgame? And we'll be breaking that down coming up in the next few minutes. But right now, let me get into the top story. Better late than never. And what happens is, and they have psychological studies on this, and even Clinton talked about it, and you know, they said, don't get refugee fatigue. Remember when he was wanting to hype everybody up to go into Serbia, and they were putting out 90%+ of it was propaganda about the Serbs? They certainly weren't being friendly, neither were the Croats or the Muslims. They've all been killing each other for hundreds of years. But they would show UN refugee camps with people behind barbed wire and point video at it and say, look at them in concentration camps of the Serbs. And it was UN camps, and they were sick people with diseases. They would have, they'd pick two or three people out of the camp and set them up against the fence and videotape them with their shirts off and pay them in food. That they did that in the early 90s. That took cover of Time magazine you saw was that. And they did it again in the late 90s with the Serb attack. But I'm already digressing. Clinton said, listen, you don't care anymore about the images we're showing. The polls show you don't want the war. Don't get refugee fatigue. And they talk a lot about that in policy papers, how their propaganda wears out. Their, oh, the terrorists are going to get you. Oh, there's a boogeyman under the counter. See, even their fake disinfo, that wears out. Well, the truth wears out, too. You make phone calls hundreds of times. You go to pro-U.S. anti-open borders rallies. You call into talk shows. You get upset about things. And after a while, after fighting it now for 20 years, and some of you longer, and the general public, the last 6 years, 7 years, as Bush tries to do it each year, you finally just kind of, oh, man, I've heard enough about it. Or the same thing with gun control. They're always hitting. They're always attacking from 100 different angles to the point of where you're just like, again, you're doing it again. And Bush came into office, and a lot of my listeners were, no one could be worse than Clinton. Alex, I know Bush is blocking Dan Burton from trying to prosecute Clinton and trying to have congressional hearings about Pardongate and Chinagate, but just let's just see what Bush does. And then he restricted the First Amendment with campaign finance reform. And then he started pushing gun control. He started increasing funding for BATF. And people said, oh, well, at least he ain't Clinton. Until the point now where the NRA, which is completely compromised and controlled, will at least tell you, and Bob Barr on this show and other places has said, he's an NRA board member, former congressman, that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. And why is he? Tripling the size of the BATF, baby, that's why. That's A. B, all sorts of importation through executive orders and through regulatory fiat, just policy. They're blocking all sorts of importation. They're funding BATF programs in most major high schools where the feds deputize a local deputy and the county gets $200,000 on average. The deputy's only $35,000 a year. The school gets a little bit of it. He goes in, has a semester, quote, law enforcement class. You think, oh, that's interesting for my son or daughter. No, no, no. It's all a spy class. We have the curricula where they teach them, turn your parents in, what kind of guns do they have, what's in the medicine cabinet. I mean, this is right out of Eastern Germany. I mean, this is more Soviet than Soviet. You know, the Germans took the Soviet model to a new level, merging the Nazi and communist Russian system, made quite a hybrid. Let me tell you, you ought to go study it. I have. So, all that's going on, and they're raiding gun shops everywhere, and they're shutting people down, they're raiding homes, and they're raiding veterans, and they're doing all this. Right when Bill Clinton, and here's the big news, right when Bill Clinton left office, 80,000+ vets, and we heard about this before it was in the news. I started getting calls going, listen, I don't even have a misdemeanor, Alex. I haven't got a speeding ticket in my life. I'm living here in southern Alabama. I'm living here in Georgia. I'm living here in Florida. I'm living here in Texas. I got the same calls. I'm a grandfather. I went to buy. I always tell this story until it just becomes like a nomenclature example. But this is a true story. I remember the caller. It was a bunch of them. I went to buy him a 22. He's 11 years old. And they said, no, you can't. You're on the list. And they won't tell me why. And the guy calls back a month later. Well, they say I collapsed, you know, after 4 days of not sleeping during the Tet Offensive. And the guy ended up sending me the paperwork he got from the feds and his lawyers later. And we had him as a guest. Forget his name. I could get him on. That was 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. And he can't own guns to this day. It's over. He collapsed after 4 days of not sleeping during the Tet Offensive, as a lot of people did. And when you go in, the Army, with those psychiatrists and psychologists, would just give you a designation. And they have given close to 1 million vets since Vietnam post-traumatic stress disorder designation. And I'm not saying that people don't get shocked, don't get messed up from war. But they shouldn't lose their right to own guns. And it doesn't mean they're going to go out and do something violent. It just means that they are emotionally wore out. But now, just a few years ago, in 1 year alone, 100 new psychological designations. If you believe there's a government corruption, they have several designations for that, saying you're insane. And you need to be drugged and lose your rights. So now you know why it's been in the news that when somebody goes to college, they say, oh, go see student aid. And you go see student aid and they say, hey, go see this state psychologist. Here's a department that's free. And if you get a designation, you're going to get free tuition. I know a lot of people talk to me about this, and I've read about it in the news for over a decade. And you think it's free, and you go, and they go, yeah, you've got this, you've got that, now your school's free. How's that sound? You're like, man, this is a really good deal. Thank you. And you get your new designation, and you get to tell people about it. You get on some pills. You go to buy a gun? And they're already doing it without a law, you understand. Well, that's what the new system is. If they can't get you on welfare to get you in the system, or they can't get you in the military to take your liberties and freedoms and put you under admiralty under contract law, and if they can't get you on welfare, or they can't get you on probation, or they can't get you into their system, they're going to do it by giving you a psychological designation. And with 20% of the public, that's the new numbers have gone up from 15 to right around 20% of the American people on some type of mind-altering drug prescription. Every one of them was given a psychological designation. And if you have a psychological designation, and again, the vast majority of the time, there's nothing even wrong with you. It's normal to get depressed. It's normal to get upset. It's normal, if you're not living your life right and you're not helping people, to be depressed. Listen, you feel like crap because you're not helping people. You're not volunteering at soup kitchens like I'm going to be doing this Christmas, and I'm not saying I'm a good special person, but my soul needs that. Okay? You feel bad because your subconscious brain is mad at you for not visiting your father in the nursing home. You feel bad because you don't have courage, and you need to take courage. You can get courage. It's in you. You have to reach down and get it. You don't need deadly drugs. All right, when we get back, we'll tell you it is the literal end of the Second Amendment. No other way to put it. When we get back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 26, 2007 gold, 731 50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $754.29, $371.95 for half, $185.98 for quarter. That's $754.29, $371.95, and $185.98. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University with the sleight of hand and incremental implementation Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. I'm not exaggerating. This is not hyperbole. This is a federal database, just like the no-fly list, where it's secret. But you can't be taken off the list, where they can add anybody they want now, not just for misdemeanors, but for any psychological designation, any designation with 20% of the country, at least with psychological designations. 20% of the country now on drugs, and then they say, oh, you're on drugs, you can't own a gun. By the way, we told police officers that when they passed the family violence, see how they keep adding things on? Oh, well, if you beat your children with tire irons or you stab your wife with a butcher knife, you can't own a gun. Well, that's reasonable. You shouldn't be able to own a gun if you're beating your wife. But the law actually stated that if any restraining order has been issued, that you can't own a gun. And tens of thousands of police officers, of course, most of them snickered and giggled. I remember in 2000. I remember it was all very funny. Actually, a lot of cops were upset about it. They did believe us. But some didn't. And I remember calling into the talk show. I remember hearing them on other shows. And they lost their peace officer's license. Boom. Gone. Gone. Your certificate, gone. Lost your job. Because you'd been in a divorce, and your wife, when she went to get the divorce, and this is standard, this is in most, more than half of the divorces, the woman gets a restraining order. Because then she takes control of the house, she takes control of the goods, and if she can just tell the judge, yes, we've screamed at each other, I'm scared of him. And who in a fight, who hasn't, even the most perfect relationship, hasn't yelled, hasn't screamed? My experience, not with my wife, but girlfriends in the past, is generally the women like to get their hands on you, and then you got to hold them down. But the point is, it doesn't matter. If they go tell the judge, and that's all they do, that I'm scared, doesn't matter if you've never touched her. Your peace officer's license is gone. Now, you thought that was bad. And the troops thought it was bad when Clinton just by fiat put 86,000 names on there. This is close to a million vets. This is all of them that ever were given PTSD or any other psychological designation, ladies and gentlemen. And they've been doing this since the 40s, using psychiatrists to label people. I mean, there were famous cases of aircraft. You know, there's been Discovery Channel and History Channel shows about it, even there on the Hitler Channel, where a B-17 part would be malfunctioning, 50 cals would be blowing up, throttle sticks would be sticking, flaps would be having problems because of bid rigging and corruption in the factories. People would gripe, and they'd give whole groups, you know, oh, well, you've got a psychosis. And then later it came out that there were Army documents. They were just giving that to people to say they were crazy so they wouldn't have to fix the aircraft. I mean, it's an old trick. The Soviets pioneered it in the 20s. The Germans did it. Well, this is the new tyranny of the psychiatrist. And this is how they get you into the system. Now, it's being called the Veterans Disarmament Act. But that's not the name of the bill. That's what gun owners has given it to get the word out. It's worse than that. It's always worse. It's the Veterans and Law Enforcement Disarmament Act. It is basically, I mean, this will disarm 20% of the public. And they're not going to stop with just not being able to buy them anymore. Then you're going to get raided, as they're already doing in Illinois and New York and other areas. People are getting raided all the time before this is even law. They're doing it. Just saying, well, you've got a psychological designation. We interpret it. Remember the guy a few weeks ago, no criminal record, done nothing wrong? He was in Indiana. He had two guns and over 1,000 rounds of ammo. They called 1,000 rounds a stockpile of ammo. And he told his neighbors, look out, the economy's going to collapse. It's being orchestrated by the New World Order. I never could get a hold of the guy. Guaranteed he's a listener. It's all over the news. He was just reporting to his idiot neighbors that can't find the U.S. on a map. They called the police. They came and busted him and took his guns and called it an arsenal. And that's what they do. And it's sad. He thinks the government's orchestrating a financial collapse. It's illegal. Arresting. So if you go up to prisonplanet.com, you can link through and find this. It's H.R. 2640. Let me say that again. House Resolution 2640. When we get back, I'm going to read this entire article by gun owners. I'm just going to walk through it. This is it. And you think they're going to care, police, because you got a PTSD when you got out from the first Gulf War, or people that just became cops who had a tour in the second Gulf War? The other cops are just going to turn their backs on you when you get lose your certificate. Just remember that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're about to get back into what this Second Amendment killing psychological police state control grid is really going to do and read through the bill. Before I do that, I wanted to remind my listeners that they can get specials that nobody else can get by going to prisonplanet.com, looking on the right-hand side where most of our sponsors are, where it says Interfood. You'll see a little flashing banner that says Interfood. You click on there, you get 10% off. You buy in bulk, you get an additional 20% off. That's really a great deal. And I take Interfood about 5 days a week now, and it really cuts back on my cravings, because if you eat junky food, Most food's been debased of its minerals and vitamins. You're still hungry because you want the vitamins. So you need to eat more to get it out of a debased food product. Well, not when you eat inner food, ladies and gentlemen. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support, improved digestion, detoxing effects, colon cleansing. This is the real deal. The highest quality green food out there at a great price, and they're patriots, and they're supporters of this show. You can't beat it. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238 or innerfood.com. And I also want to tell you about another fine sponsor in the information war. And that's Newswatch Magazine. Newswatch Magazine has been around since August of 1980. That's 27 years. Newswatch Magazine woke up members of my family that helped wake me up. It's based just south of Dallas. It is a glossy Time Magazine-style magazine, and I'm telling you, David J. Smith is a true scholar of the New World Order. He knew about it back in the 50s when he went to college, and it's just a magazine you've got to get, and it's free, 12 issues free. The way they pay for it is there's some ads in the back for books and videos they've got that are excellent. So, you know, you get the magazine, be sure and support them, but it's just no hassles, no nothing. You call them. They get your address, they mail it to you. Boom. Done. If you haven't subscribed to it for free, and again, even if you already know all about the New World Order, you don't know everything, and secondarily, get them and read them and then leave them at the dental office, at work, at the hair salon, at church. That's how we're going to win this fight, one mind at a time, folks, and it's going to take you taking action. That's why we're starting to win, because you are taking action. 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736. 1-800-516-8736. Or just write to them and tell them your name and where you want your free subscription mailed. That's a year subscription. P.O. Box 36, Waxahachie, Texas, 75168. Or check them out online at newswatchmagazine.org. Newswatchmagazine.org or 1-800-516-8736. Fabulous folks. And I got to put a plug in here for myself. PrisonPlanet.tv. All 16 of my films, Terror Storm, Final Cut, in super high quality. Now on a content distribution network for super fast downloads and streaming downloads. Bunch of different formats. Go there, burn them to disc, burn them to DVD all day long. On any subject from vaccines to the police state to the economy, to the pedophile rings that run the government, to the United Nations Agenda 21. It's all there. Hundreds and hundreds of topics from the weekly TV show, the weekly Sunday show we videotape, and the guests we videotape here in studio, and the eugenics reports, and my book, Paul Watson's book, and e-books. Burn them to death. Just get them out. It is a fulcrum of resistance. And we charge 15 cents a day so we can pay for the bandwidth and the webmasters. And that's what it does. So PrisonPlanet.tv, get yourself a membership there today. I want to thank those that are members or call toll-free to get any hard copies of my books, the books we carry, the DVDs we carry, the 9/11 Inside Job T-shirts, Infowars.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, 888-253-3139. By the way, I got a big announcement coming up in 10 minutes, so stay with us. In the final segment of this hour, big announcement. Stay with us for that. I wanted to do it earlier, but I haven't done it yet, but because I got to cover this. Okay. So, and mind you, the House already passed this, but then the session closed, so they're back. So they already passed the biggest gun control act since 1968, really bigger, and then they're back with it to try to fully pass it now. Urgent alert. Anti-gun zealots trying to ram disarmament bill through Senate. Immediate action required. Again, they're calling it the Victim Disarmament Act. They're calling it the Veterans Disarmament Act. Folks, it's worse. It's like when Patriots said, oh, this amnesty bill is really an amnesty. They're lying. And they said, no, the bill's secret. Then when we got it, it was worse than amnesty. It was a pardon, a presidential congressional pardon for 30 million illegal aliens, aggravated felons. I mean, it was in there. It said aggravated felons. MS-13, this is worse than what gun owners are saying. I've read the bill now, the new version. Gun owners of America, ladies and gentlemen, You'd think that when rabid anti-gun legislators like Charles Schumer, Representative Carolyn McCarthy, joined together to pass anti-gun legislation, it would raise a few red flags. But these two New York Democrats are currently planning to roll over gun owners with H.R. 2640 legislation, which would bar you from owning guns if. And they're doing this from that black op they pulled up there in Virginia Tech in that victim disarmament zone, no guns allowed, so nobody could protect themselves. And the cops were told to stand down by the feds for more than 3 hours. Again, you will be banned from owning guns if you are a battle-scarred veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. As a kid, you were diagnosed with ADHD. Yeah, it bans you. Period. ADHD, all of it. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Not to mention the fact that your ailing grandfather could have his entire gun collection seized based only on a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, and there goes the family inheritance. They're doing that in Chicago right now and surrounding areas. Gun owners have been desperately fighting this bill for several months. You'll remember that it passed in the House with an unrecorded voice vote in June and was later passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee also without a recorded vote. I know Paul Watson's writing an article. I hope he adds, hope he goes back to how they added the amendment. First they get the federal control, the background check. Then they fool everybody and go, oh, we'll make it instant, not a five-day waiting period, but just let us stop wife beaters. And again, it wasn't wife beaters. And I know that in that first year, more than 10,000 cops alone lost their peace officer's license. Again, this is hardcore, folks. This is going to make that look pale. By the way, you're a cop listening right now and you have PTSD, baby. You're going to get the message after this passes within 6 months that your job's gone. Just watch. Just watch. Gun owners have been desperately fighting this bill for several months. You'll remember that it passed in the House and was unrecorded voice vote in June and was later passed out of the Senate and Judiciary Committee, also without a recorded voice vote. Suddenly can't talk. I'm so stunned. Senator Schumer, an un-American dual citizen, is pushing hard to pass the legislation, dubbed the Veteran Disarmament Act, so he is circulating an agreement which would waive the Senate rules in order to bring up and pass the bill. So they're playing tricks. The agreement could come about in the next few hours or the next couple days. This agreement is extremely diabolical, as it would eliminate the ability of pro-gun senators to offer amendments which would clean up the legislation and would grease the skids for immediate passage. Now, I don't even know why gun owners isn't just saying no new thing. Look, if somebody's been deemed by a court incompetent and mentally ill, out of their gourd, insane, you can't own a gun. They're saying, oh, but with this guy at Virginia, that had happened, and he could still buy guns. See, it's all going into the federal database. Hey, I need to be able to have guns to protect myself. That guy's going to get a gun regardless. But there is good news. In order for Schumer's agreement to prevail, he must get unanimous consent. This means just one single vote can block it. Action. Please contact two U.S. senators right now and urge them to object to Senator Chuck Schumer, who is a traitor and a treasonous piece of filth. It is treason to come and say ban our guns. It is treason to sell us out of the North American Union. These are the real traitors. Ending the country, ending the Bill of Rights is treason. By the way, we almost had a revolution. A few years after the country got set up, they tried to get rid of the Bill of Rights, and people marched on Washington. So people want jurisprudence and precedent. There it is. I'm not saying do that now. My point is he really is a treasonous traitor. But he's not really a traitor or a treasonous because he's not even really a U.S. citizen. So unanimous consent agreement to steamroll H.R. 2640, the McCarthy anti-gun bill. You can use the pre-written message below and send it as an email by visiting GOA Legislative Action Center. Dear Senator, currently anti-gun zealot Chuck Schumer is trying to get unanimous consent to steamroll the Senate in connection with Carolyn McCarthy's anti-gun bill, H.R. 2640. If this bill is passed, an American will be barred from owning guns if he is a U.S. veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or several hundred other designations, I would add. I've read the bill. As a kid, he was diagnosed with ADHD in connection with the ID program, as it's called. Not to mention the fact that an ailing grandfather could have his entire gun collection seized based only on a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, from a Medicare home health provider, and there goes the entire family inheritance. Gun owners don't support this legislation, better known as the Veterans Disarmament Act. The military order of the Purple Heart is opposed to it, having stated on the June 18th of this year that for the first time the legislation if enacted would statutorily impose a lifetime gun ban on battle-scarred veterans. Please place a hold on the McCarthy bill and object to any unanimous consent agreement to discharge the bill. And the reason there's so much danger is it's a pork barrel bill. It's a rider, and they want this passed. Now listen to me and listen good. I didn't think to pull up the Senate phone numbers online. You can do it. Just type in Senate phone numbers, U.S. Senate phone numbers. If you don't have a computer, practice. I could get the number for you, but why don't you practice not being spoon-fed everything like a baby bird? Why don't you fly out of the nest for yourself and go to Google? I don't care if you don't have a computer. Go to the library and say, I need help getting on a computer. I want to learn how to use it. Give me the Senate phone number. Call information. Take a step. I'll give you the number. Fine. I'll dig it up. I just forgot to get it. Just please. Don't waste your time calling that sniveling, demon-possessed pig Chucky Schumer. I mean, just look at him. He looks like a commissar or something, right? Well, I guess that's what he is. And our Homeland Security head is. And the new Attorney General is. I mean, we're surrounded. Homeland Security hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. The former head of the KGB is a consultant for Homeland Security. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. It is so off the charts. It is so la-la land. It is so huge. And it's crazy. People said, well, why are there Nazis and grandsons of top Nazis in the government? Why are there, you know, Madeleine Albright's big commissariat killed over a million people? Mainstream news. Why? Again, they get fascists, they get communists, they get, I mean, it's just anybody. They come from these sick families. I know you don't believe me. Some new listeners, just type in Trotskyites in the White House. And you'll find out the neocons ran the Fourth Communist International in the 50s and decided to then pose as conservatives and take over the Republican Party. It's William Crystal's father and all of them. There was an article yesterday in the mainstream news about this top neocon that visits with Bush every week. Where's he? Let me find that. I actually mentioned that. Why should I mention? I forget his name. It's hard to pronounce. Pood Horitz, the little demon on Bush's shoulder. But that isn't the mainstream one. That's a Kurt Nemo. Sorry, it's no, that's Think Process. That was a mainstream article about him. The point is that they're all sons, grandsons of top commissariats out of Russia. I mean, folks, these are actually the grandsons of people that led the Red Terror. 60 million killed. And they run everything. I mean, do you realize that if they get our guns, they're going to do what they did in Russia? I'm not joking with you! I'm begging you, police. I'm begging FBI who listen to this show and make jokes about everything. Just go Google search it. I know you're under a police state, so you're scared to do it. See, I'll talk to cops. We'll go, I don't want to search that. I know they're watching. But I'm a kook. You know they're watching, but I'm a kook. Or people on the street will say, Alex, you're paranoid, you're scared. And they'll come over and talk quiet. Well, I don't want anybody to hear me. They might. And I go, oh, you're scared, but what I'm saying doesn't exist. I'm begging you. I'm begging you if you're in the government. Please research these people. I know it sounds nuts. It's true. It's true. And they write memos about how they want, how torturing children's okay and how they can have absolute dictatorship and how they're above the law. I mean, these people don't play games, folks. And you got all these drunk, fat, happy, entertained to death zombie Americans who don't know which end is up, and they're just like lambs to the slaughter. You better read Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I want to play this audio clip for the next subject I'm about to get into right now. This won a German film festival last year. This type of stuff is everywhere now in the media. This shows humans as demons that go around defecating all over the planet and destroying everything, and that we must die, and that going to space is evil. This is what they're showing in public schools all over the world right now. This is the end game. Here it is.
Ah, Earth. Healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
It's 100 times more evil and wicked at PrisonPlanet.com. You can watch it right now in the article Paul Watson has just written about it. If humans are a virus, then what is the end game? Stay with us. We'll come back and cover it. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
John, I forgot to tell you off air. Go ahead and get Pratt on. Let's go ahead and line him up. I want to start with him immediately in 5 minutes when we start the next hour. Thank you. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us on the economic front, coming up the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Then third hour, open phones, and all the other news I haven't gotten to yet. Again, urgent anti-gun zealots trying to ram disarmament Veterans and Police Disarmament Act through the Senate right now. Even mainline veterans groups are saying this is disarmament of the veterans. Just wait. In a way, it'll just wake people up if they pass it. But this is what they're trying to do. All right, Paul Watson has got a big article up right now on PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on Infowars.com. If humans are a virus, then what is the end game? Global warming cult fronts as camouflage for depopulation agenda. This is the most important message that we can get out to anyone out there. This is the key. This is what we've got to get out to everyone. This is what Endgame covers. And suddenly, it's hundreds of news articles the last month, TV shows, programs, cartoons, children's cartoons, saying we've got to get rid of humans. They're a cancer. They're killing the earth. We've got to get rid of them. This is the next phase of eugenics. And they're pushing it right out in the open. Humans are not a disease. They're not a cancer. Some of these technologies are very dangerous. And the real technologies that are causing problems, like open cross-species genetic engineering, is a cancer. But the elite are doing that. No, this is about your carbon footprint, globally taxing you, one-child policies to control you. It's a good article Paul has written, but here's the twist. There are two new in-game trailers we just launched today. Two new sneak peeks, a minute and a half apiece. Wait, I forget how long these are. It'll show me. Oh, they're each a minute long. We've got the five-minute trailer up there that we put up a few weeks ago that's gotten close to 100,000 views. And we just launched today 2-minute-long trailers from other scenes in the film. And next week we're going to put out 2 more trailers, and then that's it. Those are your sneak peeks. They're up there right now. I would also ask you to forewind those on YouTube. You want to email out the YouTubes, but if you've got a good internet connection, you can watch these in the quality that Infowars.net viewers get to see films like Terror Storm Final Cut and Endgame when it comes out later next month. I mean, it is TV quality. I want you to go read the article Paul's done, and then it has links to whatisthendgame.com, endgamethemovie.com. There are links to the new sites. Endgamethemovie.com or what is the endgame? You can go there and you can watch all of the trailers. You can see the new trailers. We've got an endgame in the news, a bunch of video clips and news reports where they say get rid of the population, get rid of everybody, just in their own words. We call it endgame news is there. Aaron, in the next few weeks, is going to create a whole history section. He's been working on it with a timeline and documents and kind of a bibliography for the film. But the individual that built this website is Kurt Nemo. And we have hired Kurt Nemo. He's part of the team. I hired him about a month ago. He is going to be launching next week, we'll announce it then, a new news website that's going to have Kurt's own flair and his personality and his unique perspective. It's close to mine, but not exactly the same. A very intelligent individual. We've been scanning for people to join the team. Frankly, very few, I think, get the full spectrum and have the general knowledge. So we've got Kurt Nemo on the team. He'll be running a new flagship attack website going after the New World Order out of our shipworks. And he also did the Endgame website, and he's been working with Aaron Dykes, who did the trailers with Rob Jacobson. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.